Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tamika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. As always, it is a joy, it is a pleasure to be with you here today. I am also the pastor of New Vision for Life Ministries, and of course, we welcome you with our online services each and every Sunday. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Our co-host, Minister Tamika Garnes, is working again today. And so we will be going forth in her absence. But starting next week, or starting Monday, she will be back on her regular schedule, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And she will be back with us every Saturday until things change. So let's thank the Lord for that. Let's truly thank him for that. Amen, amen, amen. So good morning to my beloved Tamika. Good morning, my darling, my daughter in the Lord. Good morning to her mom and dad, Joyce and Lester Richardson. Good morning to Joyce in New York. Good morning to Teresa in Pennsylvania. Good morning to Mr. Banks here in Baltimore. Good morning to Prophetess Dorn, Prophetess Kim, Prophet, oh my God, his name just slipped my mind just that quick. Prophet Crawford, praise be unto God. Good morning to you and your wife Songbird. Good morning to Isaiah in New York and Isaiah in Pennsylvania. Good morning to my sister Denise in Pennsylvania. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And also to all of you that have birthdays in the month of August, good morning to you. To God be all the glory and the honor. I thank the Lord for each and every one of you. It's a great day to give the Lord praise. It is a great day, a great honor to worship him and to magnify his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Listen, y'all, as always, you know, I am excited. Oh, I forgot to say good morning to Deacon Thomas Swar. Good morning, man of God. How are you today? May the Lord continue to bless you and to honor you on this awesome day and to your beautiful wife, Desiree. Good morning to you guys as well. Well, as always, it is so good to be here with you on Saturday morning. It is a pleasure. It is truly, truly a pleasure. And I know with all of us, praise be unto God, that every week can be a trying week, even as we still call it a blessed week. And then to be up on Saturday morning at 9 a.m., to be able to come together and have these heart-to-heart conversations. For this, again, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We truly do honor you. We bless you as the followers of heart-to-heart. We do not take your support for granted. We do not take it for granted. So let us go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, I thank you. I honor you. I bless you. I magnify your holy name because truly you are the King of kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am, the Alpha and the Omega, and Lord God, there is none like you. I thank you for this day, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, I thank you for the forgiveness of our sins. I thank you for your grace and your mercy, because it is new to us each and every day. Lord God, I praise your holy name that you kept us safely through the night and brought us to this point where we can say, thank you, Jesus. You gave us another opportunity, oh God, to repent, oh God, to turn away from our wicked ways, to come to you in prayer, Lord God. You gave us another opportunity, Lord God, in which we could take another stab at reaching our destiny in you, Father God. Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We bless you. Father, we truly do magnify your holy name. I pray that every single need that is on this line, Father, whether it be spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, or financially, every need that is on this line, Lord God, because you are Jehovah Jireh, we can count those needs as being met because you are our provider. I thank you that there is no lack amongst us, Father God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you make a way out of no way. You turn things, Lord, around. You even change our hearts, oh Lord God, to cooperate with you and your word. So, Father, for this we do say thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, as we go about this day, let everything that we do and that we say, Lord God, as we even meditate on your word, let it be pleasing unto you, Father God. Holy Spirit, I thank you as you empower us to do exactly what it is that we are supposed to do. You give us all of the strength. You give us the encouragement. You give us the empowerment. You give us every single thing we need, oh God, to be exactly who you called us to be. Father, this morning we agree with your word. This morning we agree with the call on our lives. This morning, Lord God, we say yes to your will and yes to your way. This morning, oh God, it's like no other day we have experienced before. So, Father, I thank you, I honor you, and I bless you. I will continue to magnify your holy name and give you all the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus, Yeshua's name. Amen and amen. Amen, beloved. Amen. Praise be unto God. I want to send a special shout out to Minister Lee Davis, who is in Philadelphia with her mother at this, with you and the family, that God is with your mom. We're thanking the Lord for healing in advance of what we see. We praise his holy name, that which he began in the woman of God, that it shall be completed. And for this, again, we do say thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, beloved, let me remind all of you, of course, that during the time that we are spending together, if you decide that you want to share something, what are you supposed to do? Come on, let me hear it. I know it. You know it. You press 1 on your keypad. Press 1 on your keypad. That will notify me that you wish to speak. And in doing so, we will pull you into the conversation. And, of course, since I'm here by myself today, I will be definitely conversing with you, and will love to have you, you know, chime in at any given time. As always, remember, this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Please also remember that every single one of our broadcasts are recorded. So this way you're able to go back and share it with others. They can listen to it online, praise be unto God. And so all they have to do is go to Blog Talk Radio, amen, blogtalkradio.com/Apostle Etta Banks. They go there and you can find Heart to Heart and you can listen and share this broadcast, whether it's this one or any of the ones we've done over the years. You have the opportunity to go back and hear them and share them. I do implore you to please share this call-in number with your friends, with your family members. Share the information, praise be unto God, so that others can join us live each and every Saturday morning. Amen, amen. Well, beloved, this morning, what I want to discuss with you, and what I want to discuss with you is one of the attributes of the fruit of the Spirit, one of the attributes of the fruit of the Spirit, and that is patience. We have been in such a place ever since March, you know, we've been in a place with this COVID-19, in a place where, you know, everything has put us in a waiting mode. When are things going to go back to what we once called norm? Are things ever going to go back to the norm? There are things that we have prayed about during this time, and we're waiting to see the manifestation of those things. What is it that you have put before God and that you're waiting for? Are you waiting for that wife? Are you waiting for that husband? Are you waiting for the new job? How about a business that you're supposed to start? Are you waiting for that to happen? What about restoration of relationships? What about increase in your finances? What about you prayed for healing of your body, of others that you love, the healing for them? What about, my God, you're looking for that new house? You're praying for that, and you're waiting. Patience, patience, patience. We are waiting on these things. How many things in these last few months have you been waiting for? How about in the last week? How about since yesterday? We all know the old saying that patience is a virtue. So do you consider yourself a patient person? What about those around you? Would they agree with you that you are patient? Or are you frustrated? Are you bitter? Are you impatient because you didn't get what you wanted in the time span that you wanted it in? Listen, love. We know that as a fruit of the Spirit, patience is truly the work of God. And God is committed to building patience and perseverance in the lives of his people. The patience reflects his own character. And we exemplify the character of Christ. We exemplify that. So patience not only gets us through the circumstances of life, but it also transforms our lives and the lives of those around us with God's love. So when we look at ourselves, when you look at yourself, what do you think about when it comes to patience? What was the last thing, or the most recent, which would be last, the most recent thing that you had to be patient in? Were you patient? Did you wait? Did you jump the gun? Did you go before God's timing? Did you give up? All ask ourselves, or at least we all should be asking ourselves as we are waiting. You know, the word says, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We can get weak and faint in our time of waiting. We can get so very frustrated in the time of waiting. But what does the word tell us about waiting? What does it tell us? Let me share with you Psalm 37, verses 7 through 9. And this is in the New King James Version. It says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Listen to that, beloved. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. You know, there have been so many times, and oh my gosh, I can remember, I truly can remember the times when, as a woman of God, a minister of the God, and I have waited and waited and waited for the answer to come forth. And yet I was able to see those that are unsaved just prospering. They're getting exactly what it is they have asked for. You know, they got money when I was praying for bills to be paid. They got mates when I was praying for relationships to be restored. They got cars and this, that, and the other. All of these things they got. And what did the word say? What did the word say? Don't fret because of him who prospers in his own way. Don't fret because of that. Because of the man who brings about wicked schemes. Don't be angry. Forsake wrath. Don't fret. It will only cause harm. See, God sees and knows all of those things. He knows those people that are benefiting by wicked ways. We don't know which one of those people, if any of them, we don't know who may have made a deal with the devil in order to acquire what they want. You know, there are times that we pray for things when we pray for them and there are things that may not be godly, may not be what God would have for us at this time, and the enemy hears it and he provides those things and erroneously we believe that God has made a provision for us, that God answered our prayer and you know, this is got to be from God. And it is not necessarily from God. And then as we look or still this is looking at the unsaved man or woman of God, it seems like the minute they open their mouth, they are receiving blessing after blessing after blessing. You know, the word tells us, do not fret over them being blessed here on earth in this season and time, because what they get here is all they're going to get. They are not going to reap all of the benefits and all of the blessings that we reap as men and women of God, as those that are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, trusting in God, waiting on him patiently, waiting on him patiently. Beloved, when we hear the word patiently, you know, trust is built in that. Endurance. We endure until he comes. We endure until what it is we pray for, until it is manifested. We endure because we trust and have confidence in what it is God has put before us. When we come to the Lord and ask him for anything, we do not come in doubt. That is not the way that we are supposed to approach our Father. We are approaching him believing not only that he hears us, but that what has already been done in heaven is being done here on earth. Exactly what has been done in heaven, that it is coming to pass here on earth. Beloved, I know, and I know, I trust that as we follow the plan of God, as we follow the plan of God, we are becoming, who helped me out, Jesus, we are becoming what? Undeal. It is finished. It is complete. It is already done. And as we go through the processes that we go through, as we take this journey through life, we are becoming what we already are. You see, it was no surprise to God that I would be Apostle Etta Banks. That was no surprise to him. It was already completed in the heavens. Before I was formed in my mother's womb, he had already called me, anointed me, appointed me, and given me what I needed for such a time as this. That same thing goes for you. Your travels, your journey, the process you go through is no surprise to your Heavenly Father. Keep following the call on your life. Keep being obedient to the word on your life. Keep trusting who God is. Trust that he knows what is best for you and when to release these things for you. You know, in the song that we sing, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Honey, in that song, it talks about the fact that when we don't see it, he is still working. When we don't feel it, he is still working. And that is the confidence that we must put in the Lord. That no matter what, always moving on our behalf. He is always moving, always. And for this, we can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in my life. Thank you for what you're doing for my life. Thank you for what you're doing through my life. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Oh, but it takes patience to wait upon the Lord. Yes, and when we look at Psalms chapter 40, verses 1 through 3, let me read those to you. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many shall see it and the Lord. The word fear here is dealing with reverence. So many shall see it and reverence and will trust in the Lord. He'll put a new song in our mouth. Hallelujah. Look, we wait patiently for him. He inclined his ear unto us, and he heard our cry. Thank be unto God that he did not ignore us, that he does not have a deaf ear when it comes to us coming to him. We praise God for this. We praise God for this. And look, we all struggle. We all struggle to deal with patience. And that's because that is our human natural nature. Patience is hard. It takes time to listen. It takes time for circumstances to change. It takes time to wait for God to move. We too often run ahead of God, and we miss his directions and his best for our lives. Beloved, it takes time. It takes time. I pray that even as I am speaking these words to you today, that you are mulling over the things that you have put before God, results of your request, and understand that it takes time. Do not rush God. Do not rush him. You know, I think about that caterpillar and the butterfly, the metamorphosis that that caterpillar goes through. You know, we see the caterpillar on the ground, on the tree, on the leaves of plant, and it's inching its way along. And then after a while, you see the butterfly, the caterpillar changing to the cocoon. And then you'll see as the cocoon is breaking forth, you know, cracking the shell of the cocoon open, and the butterfly is beginning to come through. And there's sometimes people, when they come upon these things, they take the cocoon and they try to open it and let the butterfly out, thinking that they're doing the butterfly a favor by letting it out. But it wasn't ready yet to come out. That butterfly has to go through the entire process for its wings to develop, for the color in it to develop, for the respiratory system and all, for it to develop time that it comes through to be burst. It has got to go through what is necessary for it to be that beautiful, beautiful butterfly. And so with that, we must be patient and let it come through. It's the same thing when we're baking a cake. You can put all of the ingredients in that bowl. You can mix it up just fine. You preheat your oven. You grease your pan. You pour everything in the pan. You stick the cake in the oven, that batter. You stick it in there. And then as time goes on, you begin to smell the aroma of that cake. Your mouth begins to water. And you know that cake is supposed to cook for 30, I don't know how long because I don't bake, but let's say 30 minutes it's supposed to bake. And my goodness, here it comes. It's 20 minutes in. And, I mean, it smells like it's ready. You can taste that cake right now. And you're looking at the clock, and here it is. It's 22 minutes in. And, like, you just can't wait any longer. And you look, and it slightly is browning on the top. And you say, surely it must be ready now. And 25 minutes in. And then you take that cake out of the oven before the 30-minute time. And those 5 minutes, you cut into the cake. It is not solidified. It is not ready. The cake falls. Everything, after you waited all of that time, you've waited that much time. You only had 5 more minutes to go. Timer, get before the season, get before all of it, trying to get the results in our desired time. But we must have the patience of God, and we need to wait on him. We need to wait, trusting in him, believing that he knows exactly what it is we need and when it is the right time to release it. That would come to our finances, our health, our relationships, our jobs, our businesses, whatever it is that you're waiting on him for. We must walk in that place where we are truly trusting God, truly trusting him. So I ask you again, what was the last thing, or can you remember any time that you were waiting for something or and you ended up going before you got what it was that you had put before the Lord, and you found out that jumping the gun was not the best thing to do? If you have a story that you can share with us, please press 1 on your keypad and tell us about the time that you were impatient and you learned after that that you must wait on the Lord. Press 1 on your keypad and share your story with us. Amen. We have a caller that is doing just that. Thank you, beloved. How are you, my dear? Good morning to you.
I am blessed.
Amen. Amen. You'd like to share a story with us this morning?
Yes, I was just thinking how I prayed, but I was very impatient about God restoring all the things that I lost. And I say lost loosely now because I understand that it really wasn't a loss.
Mm.
I had a boss that for a while treated me very, very well. And I remember one day her saying to me that she would always take care of me and, you know, have my back. And she would always make sure that, you know, I had the things that I need. And then things turned. And I lost everything. House, car, job, everything in one fell swoop. And I was angry.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted her to be punished. I wanted everything back that had been taken from me. And it's been 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm realizing that over time, I learned how to be patient, because mm-hmm. in that loss, I gained so much more in God allowing me to be around people that taught me by example to be mm-hmm. humble and to be patient and not to be angry about, you know, what someone has taken from you, because if it really was mine, I wouldn't have lost it.
Mm.
In the meantime, as I released that anger and as I continued to grow and mature, I finally came to realize recently, actually, that the blessings that God has prepared for you, you have to be in a place and in a mindset to receive them.
Mm.
It's as if he says, okay, I have this for you, my child, but you're not ready for it. Once you become ready and you're accepting and, okay, let me explain it this way. We want finances. We want to be, you know, to do well and have all of the things that we need. But over the years, I'm a classic. Money was like, it wasn't managed well. I actually did not manage well. Yeah, you know how to go shopping and you know how to go to a sale. But then, honestly, you know, I was going through depression and different things, and I was throwing money away. You know, I would sit at the slot machine and throw it away. And then you want to say, Lord, you know, let me have a win. Well, that's A, not the way to get it, and B, I wasn't prepared for it. But now that I understand how to manage my finances, I have learned, and I've learned patience, and I've learned that, you know, it just doesn't fall on you. You have to be prepared. And now that I know how to manage money, I know how to really stand on my own and trust God for the things that I need and not have to worry about, well, I need a partner and I need to go 50-50 and not worry about those things, I can see that the blessing was there and it opened up once I matured into being responsible to accept it and take care of the blessings that God has bestowed on me.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
My story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's all right. That's all right. Well, I do thank you for sharing that. I do thank you so much for sharing that. And knowing that, you know, you've been able to forgive, you learned some things, you know, during that trial, during that period in life, and you are so much you're better off, you know, you're better off in your walk with the Lord, in your finances, in everything. So what seemed to have been coming against you years ago, you know, you look now and you can see how the hand of God taught you some things and put you through some things or allowed you to go through some things, and it has worked out for your good. It has worked out
Amen.
For your good. And he has released unto you the very things now that you had prayed for back then but was going about it in the wrong manner or ahead of God's timing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Saints of God, I thank this woman of God for sharing. And this is a safe place to share. This is a safe place. Praise be unto God. Why? Because it is heart to heart where we get to the heart of the matter. Yes, ma'am and sirs, we get to the heart of the matter here. So looking back again, let me see here. As we are going forth and looking, what things was it that, or is it that you have in your life that you find, or what area of your life that you find difficulty being patient in, that you need to ask God for patience? And you need to be specific when you think about that. What area in your life, you know, do you have problems in asking God for? Let me tell you one with me real quick, you know, beside the point. But I am overweight, praise be unto God. And I get real impatient when it comes to losing weight, you know. I don't know about anybody else that's dealing with weight issues. But it amazes me that with my metabolism, with my build and so forth, I can sit down and eat a meal. I can drink a couple of bottles of water, and I can gain 4 and 5 pounds at a meal. And it's not that I'm eating all of that food, but I mean, that's just how my body is. I can look at food and gain weight. And so my thing is, well, if I can look at food and gain weight, then why can't I lose weight when I'm not looking at food? Why is it I can gain 4 and 5 pounds at a meal, but it takes me 3 weeks to get that 4 or 5 pounds off? So my impatience, you know, you try every diet and you want the weight to be gone now. And after 2 or 3 days of dieting, you say, oh, this isn't working. So then you try pills and you try this and you try the other. And, you know, just the impatient thing. Instead of doing the right thing with the endurance, the longevity of it all, to get the results that I want, and to not only get the results, to be able to maintain those results. So I try to hurry things up, you know, like, you know, and oh, God, and us women, Lord, when we have engagements that we have to go to, whether it's class reunions or somebody's wedding, and, you know, something where there's going to be a big gathering and you're going to see people that you haven't seen for a long time. Man, we go crazy with trying to lose those 5 or 10 pounds to fit into a certain outfit for that certain day. And, you know, you've been trying to lose those 5 or 10 pounds all year long. But you will go through some drastic changes to try to lose it in the last week or two before this event happens so that you can look and look good and impress somebody else. Impatient. We are impatient. There are many different areas in life, you know, that people are impatient. So you need to ask yourself, what is it that I'm impatient about? Where do I find my hardest struggles? What is it that causes me, you know, to be frustrated or angry as I am waiting? What is it? What is it? Saints of God, this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And as I'm throwing those questions out, and as it's causing you to think about some things, press 1 on your keypad and share your thoughts with us. We'd like to hear from you and what's on your heart about these things. Praise be unto God. Amen. So, you know, God can use the interruptions, the trials that we go through to help develop patience in us. And as he works, he will stretch us. He asks us to deny ourselves and to yield to his will. And that is what God is trying to get out of us so often, yielding to his will. All of this is the work of a loving God. And he does it with a goal in mind. God doesn't allow us to go through the stuff that we go through just to go through it because he has nothing else to do. No, there is a goal in mind. There is a goal in mind. Beloved, let's look at Romans 5. Let's look at Romans 5, verses 3 and 4. Let's look at that. It says, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Yes, we glory in it. We rejoice in it. We, you know, are trusting God in the tribulation, knowing that in this all, being produced in this. And that, again, is something that we must hang on to. Y'all know what my favorite scripture is. If you've been with me for any length of time, you will know that my favorite scripture is Romans 8 and 28. Romans 8:28, which states, "And we know that all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose." We know that all things work together for our good. And saints, that is the lesson that I had to learn as I have walked through life during my seasons of being impatient. Hurry up, Lord. You know, let me hurry up and wait. Let me hurry up and be still. Let me hurry up. Hurry up, always on the go, always moving, always thinking, always trying to fix it myself, you know, always. And I had to come to the place where I realized that God is with me. God loves me. He loves me. He loves you. And that anything that we are allowed to go through, anything that we are allowed to go through, that God will work it out for our good because we are the called according to his purpose. And when I realize that and I hold on to that ministry back in 2002, I had a vision of what God had called me to do. I had the vision of the ministry, the thousands of people that I would minister to, the thousands of people that would be saved, healed, delivered, and set free, the thousands of people that would receive, you know, their healing because of the healing virtue that would flow through me, the thousands of people. I'm not talking about 10 or 50 or 100. I'm speaking about the thousands of people that I had a vision of that I would be touching the lives of. And I don't know how many thousands I have touched in these 18 or 20 years, 18 years. I have no idea how many. I have not seen the audience with 1,000 or more people in the audience at one time. I have not seen that. But trust you me, everything that I have done, everything that I have walked through, every prayer that I have prayed, I believe that it is being fulfilled to accomplish exactly what God showed me that it's being done. And if I didn't, you better believe it, honey, that I would not have been walking in this manner this long. But I have learned to be patient. I have learned to be patient. And I have, before I became a minister, or I was a minister long before I became a pastor. So I have stood in front of 2,000 people and have spoken before. I've done that. I have done that. So I know what it's like to look out over a crowd of 1,000 people or more. I know what that's like. And when God gave me the vision of New Vision and what we would do ministerially, that was the vision that I got. That was the vision that I got. And so I am crazy enough to believe that that day and time will come that not only will the thousands of people be over Blog Talk Radio, that it won't just all be over the internet, and that it may not be my local assembly, but I do believe the day will come where I will stand in front of thousands of people and the gospel. I hold on to that. I believe it. And I believe every single thing that I've had to go through in all of these years is preparing me for that day. What is God preparing you for? What is he preparing you for? Are you waiting on him with new eyes and a quiet heart? As we exercise godly patience, God wants us to see him in the midst of every circumstance, every conversation, every relationship. He wants us to see him in that. He wants us to view it not from our human nature, but from the spiritual eyes that he gave us when he put the Holy Spirit in us once we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. He wants us to view it from his viewpoint. In godly patience, there is a quietness and a peace, and we are able to trust God with what is before us because our waiting. I want you to hear that again. Knowing that God is in us and that he's working on our behalf, it gives meaning and purpose to your waiting. Beloved, you are not waiting in vain. None of your days, your time, your journey, the process, none of it is in vain. There is purpose behind it. God calls us to choose to be patient and to look to him regardless of our personality, our temperament, or our circumstances. God wants that for us. And listen, baby, being patient is part of the new life that we have in Christ Jesus. Remember, I told you that patience is part of the attribute of the fruit of the Spirit. Long-suffering, the endurance, the being kind and gentle and so forth and so on, that's all part of the fruit of the Spirit. So therefore, if you have the Spirit of God within you, then you have the ability and the power to be patient and to wait on God. God has set a power of sin and has called us to experience newness of life in him. And responding to life circumstances with God's heart, with new eyes, and with the enabling, transforming power of the Spirit is part of that new life. It's part of that new life. So we must trust again in God and know that he knows exactly what he's doing. My prayer is that as we walk through the circumstances of life, that we keep our eyes focused on God. May God grant us patient hearts, trusting in his ways and resting in his love. That's what we want to happen as we go through this life. That is what we want to happen. Beloved, I do pray that you will walk in the space and the place that God is calling you to walk in. I do pray that you will trust that he knows all things and that he is with you. He is with you all the way. And he's not leaving you. He's not forsaking you. He's not punishing you. He's not doing any of those things that you may think that he is doing. Remember when I said that new eyes, a new heart, you know, people say, this is my personality. I can't wait. I can't do this. It's got to be done now. I'm a right now person. That's the old personality. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. So, my love, all of that personality trait that you had, that's all old stuff and it's passed away. All things have become new because you are a new creation. You are a creation that can trust in God. You can wait patiently for him to do exactly what it is he wants to do in your life. You can do this. Will you be patient and let God have his way? Will you be obedient in your time of waiting? Because he definitely calls us to a place and a time of obedience. Will you do that? Saints, I tell you, I had to walk through some things this week that caused me to have to use that particular attribute. And that is why you're hearing from me this morning on patience. There were some things that I want God to hurry up and fix. Look, I can even say there's some people I want him to hurry up and fly. I refuse to take the cake out of the oven before it's time. We don't want premature birth. We want full-term babies, full-term ministries, full-term relationships. We don't want anything happening before it's time. So therefore, we must trust in the Lord. All right, my darling. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And we have come to the end of another show. I love you. I trust that I will see you back here next week. And remember, this week, be patient. God's got you. He won't let you down. Have a blessed, blessed day. Amen. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.